you awake?
Oh yeah.
Morning.
What time is it?
8:30. Early.
No rush yet then. No milking. Jazz is doing the pigs. Sleep well?
Oh, but I had this horrible dream.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was somewhere far away, travelling, you know? I don't know what country, but it was all hot and weird, and I was all alone.
Oh.
It wasn't nice. I was all on my own, and I was so sad. I was missing you so much.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, it was horrible. I was trying to call you on my phone, and then I woke up. I woke up and you were here. Oh, it was so nice.
Yeah?
Yes. I didn't want to go back to sleep again in case.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've had to pinch myself a few times.
Oh.
It's true. Yeah, maybe it never happened. Maybe we never got back together and we're both still dreaming. Yeah, it could be. You never know.
Let's see. No, I don't think so. Do you?
It's up on its feet. Is it suckling?
Mm.
You see it?
Yes. I'd say it's definitely having a go. We found the right place anyway. How soon after birth do they normally start?
Oh, pretty quick. Usually within the hour.
Okay.
Yep, looks good to me.
Well, you're the expert, Mr. Deerman.
Mostly common sense. Same as with any other livestock.
We're not quite so hands-on at this stage.
If we're lucky. Ah, is that Debbie?
No, she said she'd come on up.
Oh, we're supposed to be in a meeting to talk about the contracting business.
Yeah.
It could be a tricky one now, Brian's chair of BL.
It's been tricky all round. For Debbie.
Oh, yeah.
It was saying no to Matt Crawford over his business proposal.
She's still stressing about it.
I wouldn't say that. But I'm sure she feels guilty about letting him down. Definitely.
Really difficult one for her. Glad it wasn't me.
Hi.
Hi there.
How the deer?
One more calf. Should be just about the last.
I've been learning all about it, in case we decide to run our own herd.
Well, that's good to know.
And I haven't forgotten about the contracting.
You okay to go in and talk about it now?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, when you've finished here.
Well, I have to knit down to the sheep, then.
Oh, that okay with you, Marshall?
Yeah, it's fine. I'll keep myself busy.
I've been trying to persuade him to enter for the single wicket.
Oh?
I said I would if you would.
Oh, did you now?
Why not?
Great.
Well, you're on.
It's just a bit of fun. This year it's going to be something special.
Yeah, so we've heard.
The 2020 cricket hits Ambridge.
Oh, you got it. Music, a barbecue, bouncy castle. And somehow, I've agreed to do the commentary.
Wow. Can't wait to hear that.
You better see Alistair. Put your names down.
Okay.
Hey, where do you want to have this meeting?
Why not come down to my place?
That sounds good.
Ian's working, but...
Oh, that's okay.
Well, you could hang out in the bull.
No, I've made other plans.
More bacon.
Oh, no thanks.
Go on, I'll do you some.
No, really.
Oh, go on.
Why are you trying to feed me up?
Well, you have got a bit peaky, not looking after yourself.
Ugh, as Mum would say.
All right, but I'm sure you lost weight.
Ah, well, that's because I've been pining away.
Oh. Well, no need for that. Not anymore.
Good. I guess Mike's going to miss you, though.
Dad, no. He's too besotted with his new lady friend.
You reckon?
Yep. I bet he's hardly even noticed I'm gone.
So, are they, you know, I mean, are they...
No! I don't know. I don't even want to go there. But you see them together and they're, like, all over each other.
So, Neil was telling me yesterday.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. After this birthday meal, apparently your dad could hardly keep his eyes off her from start to finish.
Oh.
And she was busy making up to him all night.
Well, good luck to them, I suppose. If that's what Dad wants.
Yeah, why not?
Though I think I moved out just in time.
Oh, a few weeks earlier would have been nice.
Oh, Tom, don't say that.
You're here now. That's what matters.
You've sat in on a meeting with the new board. Do you think there'll be any problems?
Brian will need to be careful, of course. I mean, to avoid any suggestion of a conflict of interest.
Are there any diehards who are still secretly loyal to Matt?
Oh, no, I doubt it.
Yeah, well, that bears out what Brian's been saying.
I got the impression that they were all keen to support the new chair.
Which can only be good for us.
Yeah, if we play our cards right.
So...
Well, they seem to like a lot of what I was saying on Friday, and so I think if we put in really competitive figures for next year, we'll stand a pretty good chance of keeping the contract.
Good.
Look, I know we already work to keep our costs down, but there's always room for more.
You think so?
Yeah, I do.
So where exactly are we going to make these savings?
Across the board. If we look at the inputs carefully, fuel, agrochemicals, labour mainly.
Okay.
I'm not talking anything major. If we can save a few quid here and there... It all adds up.
Dad, hi.
What do you reckon?
Huh?
The ploughing. Quite a neat job, though I say it myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, not the easiest patch. All those tight turns.
Yeah, even Bert would be proud. So, this is for the wetland area?
Yeah, starting tomorrow. The low loader's coming first thing with the excavator. And Eddie.
So, where do they start?
Well, they shift all the topsoil down to about 6 inches and put it to one side.
Okay.
Then they can start work on the swales. You know, the ditches and pools that'll handle the waste.
Yeah, swales, right. We've been talking about this system for so long, I'm still not 100%.
Oh, come on, Tom, keep up.
Okay.
Now, you can see the waste comes in at the top. There's quite a shallow fall, so it'll be channeled slowly through the system.
The swales?
Yeah, glorified banks and ditches, really, down to the bottom there. And as it goes, it all soaks into the banks, so the bacteria in the topsoil can break it down,
yeah. Yeah, I guess all that.
And the wetland plants help to stabilise the banks and filter it. Well, that's it, really. Guess we won't know exactly what it looks like until they're finished.
OK. It's just I keep being asked.
Yeah. Guess who was down here earlier? Debbie's new bloke, Marshall.
Oh, yeah?
Wanting to know all about it.
So, what did you think of him?
Well, he seems all right.
Don't get carried away, Dad.
No, I liked him.
And how's he coping with the scene at home farm?
Now, that's what I wanted to ask.
He's obviously not done a runner yet.
No, and Jennifer thinks he's the best thing since sliced bread.
Oh, wow. That's a good start, then.
Yeah, seems to be mutual. I get the feeling he's finding Brian harder work.
You don't say?
Yeah. Well, he survived this far. He's still got this big lunch party to come on Tuesday.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. We were asked, but, what with this and the silage?
Yeah. And Auntie Lillian's not going either, is she?
No. She and Jennifer are still not speaking.
That sounds like a major bust-up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm trying to keep out of it. But it can't be good for Lillian, just adding to her problems.
Yeah.
Anyway, how are things with you? Not seen you at all this weekend.
Oh, you know, not so bad. Can't complain.
You do sound a bit more cheerful than recently.
Do I?
Well. Yeah, okay. Well, David's coming down on Tuesday to start the silage.
I'm still up to do an extra milking.
Oh, thanks. Be great if you could.
Okay, well, I'm going to go and check on Jazza.
Tom, you're still free to give me a hand later, down at the cricket pitch.
Sure, what time?
After lunch. I want to be done before milking.
Right.
We'll need to set up the barbecue for tomorrow.
Okay, then. Maybe I'll bring someone along to help us out.
Well, I'll have to go soon. It's time for lunch.
Well, we've made a good start anyway.
Yeah, I think so.
And we've got plenty of time to work on the details before we submit it to the board.
Oh, it's weird. I still catch myself thinking that I work for Matt.
Old habits.
Maybe subconscious guilt, too.
Ah.
I do still feel bad about the way I turned him down.
Well, what else could you have said?
I know, but... Okay, so he's a crook, but he's always been pretty straight with me. I respected him, you know. It's just... Sad to see him like this.
It's a sad situation, not just for Matt.
No. And see what it's doing to Lillian.
Yeah.
Now she's not even got Mum to support her.
Not much either of us can do about that.
I suppose not.
Well, I'll try and see her again before we go.
She'd appreciate that.
Call her more often from Hungary.
Well, she may not be talking to Mum, but she's still talking to me. Don't worry. I'll watch out for her.
Kenton wants to test the PA for his music.
So can't he set it up?
Well, he says he's not done it before. I know how it all connects up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm all for jazzing up the single wicket, but it's Muggins here who ends up doing the work.
So...
Well, if we start with the speakers...
Hiya.
Uh-huh. And here's my assistant.
Oh.
Hi. Just in time.
Oh. Hello.
Hi, Tony. Okay, so where do you want me to start?
Well, how about this?
Tom.
Tom, shall we...
The speakers.
Yeah.
Oh, Tom, is that your water?
Yeah.
Can I have a drink first? I'm parched.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you do look a bit warm.
Water?
Oh, okay. There you are.
Oh, Tom!
That'll cool you down.
You pig! Right, here you go. Two can play that.
Whoa, Brenda! Look at me, I'm soaked.
You too.
Okay, truce then.
Yep, truce.
Right.
Look, I don't mean to interrupt, but does this mean...
What?
Well, that you and Brenda...
Us? Oh, no, we're just good friends, aren't we, Brenda?
Would someone to tell me what's going on?
Okay, Dad, yes. We've kind of made up, and we're back together again.
Really?
Yes, after I went down on my knees and begged her forgiveness.
Oh, Tom, that is so not true.
Well, that's good. I'm really pleased for you. That's great news.
We think so too, don't we, Brenda?
Yeah, we do.
So, is this public? I mean, can I tell...
Brenda?
Fine by me.
Yep, that's cool, Dad. Tell whoever you like.
Why don't you come along? It should be fun.
Oh, I'm not sure if I'm in the mood, darling.
Oh, come on. It's going to be different this year, not just boring old crickets.
I know, but...
You don't want to miss my sparkling commentary.
Well, I suppose I'm just not feeling very sociable.
Look, Mum's not going to be there, if that's what's worrying you.
How your mother spends her time is no concern of mine.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry, Adam, that wasn't fair. I don't mean to take it out on you.
It's okay, I understand. I just thought the cricket might be a change for you, get you out of the house.
Very sweet of you, darling. And I'm sorry to be such a party pooper.
I know the last few days have been tough.
Yeah, well, me moaning about it won't help. So you just have to get on as best you can.
Debbie's been worrying. Well, we all have.
No, that's kind, but...
I don't suppose there's much I can do to help, but... Well, if there is.
Thanks, Adam. You're very good to your old aunt.
Well, I do mean it.
Yeah. Anyway, if I'm going to catch the post, I...
Okay, well... If you do change your mind about the cricket, I'll treat you to a bun and a cup of tea.
Is Lloyd okay there?
Yeah, we're doing good. He knows how to handle that machine.
Yeah, he looks pretty nifty.
He shifts the topsoil, I put it in the dumper, stick it on the pile. We've got a good routine going.
So, you're what, about a third of the way?
Nah, more like half.
Oh, okay.
I reckon we'll be done soon after dinner.
Oh? As quick as that?
Oh, yeah, at this rate. I want to be through in time for the single wicket.
Well, yes, I know, but I want this job done properly.
Well, not just me. Lloyd wants to knock off early, too.
Oh, does he?
And you don't want to miss the cricket either, do you?
Well...
Though in your case, it's hardly worth the bother. You're not likely to get past the first ring.
Well, I will if I'm drawn against you, mate.
Oh, we'll see about that.
All right, yeah, you better get on, then.
Oh, that's not fair.
I told you, you're too old for the bouncy castle.
But I'm not very big, really.
Okay, well, let's see about that.
Oh, Tom, no!
Oh, maybe I was wrong. Perhaps you have put on a few pounds.
Tom, stop it. Put me down.
Hi, you two. Oops.
Tom, when you've quite finished with her.
What?
Sorry to break this up and... Well, good to see you two having fun.
yeah.
No, seriously, it's great. I'm really, really happy for you.
Oh, thanks, Adam.
Okay, we're still waiting on Eddie and Tony, but Alistair doesn't want to hang around. And some more good news for you, Brenda.
Oh, yeah, what?
Derek Fletcher's pulled out. He's on his back. So you've been given a bye.
Oh, you mean...
Yep, he goes straight through the first round.
Oh, hey, that is great.
A nice one.
Tom, you and Roy are on first.
Okay, I'm all padded up.
Yep, you better get out there. And Brenda, you're at third man. You know where
Yeah, that is? I know.
Okay, well, wish me luck.
My hero.
Okay, hello everyone. Good afternoon. I hope you're all going to enjoy our new look Ambridge single wicket competition. I can promise you plenty of sporting thrills and drama out on the field, helped along by your support and, of course, by some great sounds from our match DJ, Mr. Kenton Archer. And now, to take us into the first round, we have two of the village team's cricketing legends, Roy Tucker and Tom Archer. Here's Tom to take the crease. Oh, and look at this. Roy's stepping back here, giving himself plenty of room for the run-up. Looks like he means business. Hope you're ready for this, Tom. Oh, yes! Nicely put away there by Tom. Should be two out of that one. Debbie chasing it through the outfield.
Yes, go on, Tom!
And good to see Tom's loyal supporters here in force. Looks as if we might even have one big fan out in the field. Hi, Brenda. Good to see you here. And I'm sure we can count on you to catch the ball if it comes your way.
Oi, Eddie. Where are you off to?
All done now. Lloyd's cleared the topsoil. He's gone home.
Oh, yeah.
Are we late already? The cricket started.
Yeah, I've just been down there. You haven't stacked it all yet.
Oh, come on. That's only a couple of tons.
Well, you can't leave it. It's got to be moved.
Yeah, and I'll move it first thing tomorrow.
Oh, but...
Before Lloyd and Kelvin get here, okay?
Eddie, you know what I said.
You're going to answer it?
Yes, of course. Hello, Adam?
Tony, hi. Alistair's been trying to get a hold of you. Are you and Eddie coming to the cricket?
Yeah, as soon as we're done here.
OK, you're drawn to play against Fallon in about 15 minutes.
Fallon? OK, I'll be there.
Great, see you then.
Yeah, bye.
So?
I'm playing Fallon in the first round.
Jammy beggar! That's a gift!
OK, leave the topsoil. We better get straight up there.
Oh, yes, perfectly timed. That's going straight for the boundary. A cracking four runs. And that sees Alistair safely through to the next round. And let's have a big round of applause, too, for Mike for his valiant effort.
Nice shot. I reckon he'll be the one to beat.
After you thrashed Roy.
Yeah, well, a few lucky balls.
So modest.
Tom?
Oh, Dad, hi. You made it.
What's going on? Am I too late?
Alistair's just knocked Mike out, and you and Fallon are next.
Oh, okay.
Typical, ain't it? He gets Fallon, and I get Steve.
You better get out there, Dad.
Yeah, it's all right.
I'll get back to my place. See ya.
See ya.
Oh, didn't know you two were...
Yeah, we're both through to the next round. Brenda got a bye.
Oh, yeah.
So, what do you reckon on the new look single wicket?
Makes a change, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great. Everyone seems to be getting into it, these 2020 vibes.
Yeah, good crowd too. Though, can't see Oliver anywhere.
He's not entered.
Oh, so perhaps he's gone away for the weekend.
No, look. Oh. There he is, by the covers, with Caroline.
Oh, yeah.
So, what's it to you anyway?
Oh, nothing.
Well, still only the first round, and we've had plenty of great action out there, and not a few surprises. Our next pair taking the field now. At the crease, our former village star, Tony Archer. And he'll be facing talented young newcomer, Fallon Rogers. Did somebody say Beauty and the Beast? Well, who knows? We could be in for another surprise here. Fallon's starting her run up now. Oh! And Tony almost beaten there by a deceptively simple ball from Fallon. Just goes to show. Nothing should be taken for granted in this game. It's not over till it's over. Well, what a fantastic match this has turned out to be. Christopher finally going down to Tom in that nail-biting semi-final, setting us up for our next all-girl semi-final between Fallon and Brenda. And both girls looking pretty determined as they prepare to take the field.
How jammy is that? Two girls through to the semi-finals, and the real pros like us get knocked out in the first round.
Not for the first time, Eddie.
Hello. You found yourself a nice quiet corner.
Lillian, hello.
Mind if I join you?
Oh, it's good to see you. Didn't even know you were here.
I only just arrived.
Oh, you've missed a lot of excitement. Me and Eddie both got knocked out. Brenda's playing Fallon in the semi-finals.
Oh?
Oh, well, I'm going to grab a cuppa.
Yeah, OK.
Aren't you meant to be fielding?
Ah, no. Me and Eddie are supposed to be helping with the tees.
Is my sister around?
No, you're safe. She's not here.
Good.
I think she's cooking for this big lunch party tomorrow.
Glad she's keeping herself busy.
Yeah.
Matt's gone out. I could hear the music from up at the house.
Yes, all right. Oh, looks like Fallon's having trouble with her pads.
All a mystery to me.
Oh, and have you heard the news about Tom and Brenda?
No, tell me.
They're back together again. She's moved back down to the green.
Oh. Well, that's nice. Very happy for both of them.
Yeah, me too. So, how are things with you?
Better not to ask, darling.
No, I mean, apart from this row with Jennifer. I did hear that Matt tried to get Debbie involved in some business venture.
And you heard that she turned him down.
Yeah, so Jennifer said. Must have been a blow for him.
Yeah, well, it certainly hasn't helped. Oh, poor Matt. He thinks the whole world's against him now. I'm doing my best to cheer him up, but the way he's been lately, it's hard for me to even get through to him.
Okay, well, it looks as if Fallon sorted out her minor fashion problem there. And we're ready to start our last semi-final.
Ah, here we go.
And from the glint in Brenda's eye, I doubt if either of these girls will be taking prisoners.
Go on, Brenda!
Oh,
oh no! Come on! Oh, yes!
Well, what a day. Brenda snatching a truly audacious run from nowhere to beat Fallon and go through to the final.
Brilliant! So, Tom and Brenda in the finals. This is going to be interesting.
Boo!
Oh, Tom content with just the one run from that.
Rubbish, this ain't a final, it's a farce.
Shh!
Well, he could have got two off that easy.
Shut up, Eddie, and watch the game.
So, the tension really building here. Tom only needing one more run to take the match. As Brenda comes up to bowl. Oh, and he skied it. It's in the air. Alistair's under it.
Oh. How's that?
Oh, and he's caught. Oh, what a finish. A dramatic upset here. Ambridge team stalwart Tom Archer caught mid-on off his second ball. And so this year's single wicket champion is Brenda Tucker.
Pathetic. Did you see that? He lobbed that ball straight to Alistair.
You think so?
Oh, come on, it was deliberate. He got himself out. He threw the whole match away and gave it to Brenda.
Or maybe it was just bad luck, Eddie.
Bad luck, my...
Well, if he did give it to Brenda, I think it's rather sweet.
Yeah, very noble of him.
I didn't know he was such a romantic.
Oh, the things people do for love, eh?
Yeah, it feels like a long time.
Well, I've a good mind to make a formal complaint.
Oh, leave it, Eddie.
Oh, well... If it's all over...
Oh, Lillian, there's more to come yet. We're all heading for the bull. I'm going to stand Tom a drink.
Oh, well...
Let me get you one, too. Oh, come on. Do you good. We can have a real old natter.
No, thanks, Tony. I think I'll get on home.
Oh! So why don't you let me slice these for you?
No, 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 don't worry.
Oh, come on, it's a speciality of mine.
Well,
it's right, Mum. He's a seriously good slicer.
Oh, all right, then.
You know, just show him a vegetable and he'll slice it.
Or a herb, even.
Well, if you can just chop the walnuts, then.
What are you making?
A warm goat's cheese salad.
Sounds fantastic.
I know I keep saying it, but it's true.
Saying what?
It's so nice to have you here. It's quite a special occasion.
It's not as if you never see me, Mum.
Well, I mean both of you.
Oh, well.
And I'm hoping you'll come again soon, so that...
Bribing us with goat's cheese salad?
Well, I'm doing my best. Anyway, it's an excuse for a really special lunch. A little celebration before you go back.
And to celebrate your anniversary.
Well, that too, of course. Oh, it is such a shame that Alice couldn't be here.
Yeah, well, on your exams.
Hello. Morning.
Morning.
How's it all going?
Oh, all right. I'm trying to get ahead.
Ah, I see you got yourself a sous chef.
Yes.
Trying not to lose a finger here.
Well, good for you. Jenny usually bans me from the kitchen when she's cooking.
Oh, you mean you keep as far away as you can?
You know how hopeless I am.
Marshall enjoys cooking, don't you?
Yes, I can see that.
When I've got the time.
Well, jolly good. Excellent.
When you're over next, I'll do you my authentic Anglo-Hungarian goulash.
Good, I'll...
Oh, it's such a shame you have to leave tomorrow. Seems as though you've just got here, doesn't it, darling?
Oh, yes.
Well, we'd love to stay.
If you were here a bit longer, I could have taken Marshall down to the lake. Hooked ourselves a few trout.
Ah.
Marshall doesn't fish.
No?
Not really.
Oh. Well, next time you come, I'll have to give you a few lessons.
Yes. I'd like to try.
I mean,
if you... Careful, Brian. He might take you up on it.
No, really?
Oh, Debbie, have you heard from Mum this morning?
No, not yet.
Oh, I do hope they can come up for coffee.
I think Gran really wants to. She said she'd do her best.
Yes.
All depends on whether Jack's up to it.
Well, I expect she'll let us know.
Oh, I hope she's not worrying too much about it. Maybe I'll give her a call now.
The paper. I can't see.
Here's the paper.
Oh.
And here are your glasses.
Oh, yes, thank you.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather sit outside? It's a lovely morning.
Oh, yes.
In the summer house. You could always take your rug.
Well, not now. Later.
All right. Oh, I'll just go and see who that is. Hello?
Hi, Gran, it's me.
Debbie, hello.
It's a bad time.
No, it's nice to hear you. I was going to call you.
Peggy!
So, how are you? How's Jack?
We're both fine, thank you.
Peggy, who is it?
Oh, excuse me. It's Debbie.
Debbie, oh.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, that's... Look, I don't want to pressure you, Gran, but if you and Jack do feel up to coming over after lunch...
Yes.
Just to say hello and to meet Marshall, it'd be really nice.
Well, Jack is on quite good form this morning.
Oh, good. So how about it? Brian's offered to come down and fetch you.
Oh, that's kind.
I mean... It's really up to you. I could always bring Marshall down instead.
Well, if it was just me, I'd love to come, but...
You needn't stay for long.
No, but... I gather Lillian isn't coming.
Well, after this thing with Mum, you know...
Yes, I do think that's such a pity. It's only making matters worse. Lillian needs us all there to support her.
I know, but well, what can we do?
Well, the thing is... If she finds Jack and I have gone to your party without her, she's going to feel even more isolated.
Oh, no, no. I don't think you should worry about that, Gran.
Don't you?
Well, let's face it, it can hardly make things worse than they already are.
Perhaps not.
And it's our last day. It'd be so nice to see you.
Peggy, who is it?
Can you hold on a minute?
Oh, yes, of course.
It's Debbie.
Oh.
She's asking us up to Home Farm for coffee and to meet her friend from Hungary.
Hungary?
Marshall. You remember they're having a lunch party.
Oh, a party.
So, would you like to go?
Oh, yes, if they're having a party.
All right. Hello.
Gran?
Well, it looks as if Jack's decided for us. We'd love to come.
Darling, don't bury yourself in the paper. Came out here to keep you company.
Well, I have to go in soon, things to do.
Oh, darling. I'm trying my best, but you're not making it easy for me. Can't we just talk? You don't give me much of a chance. You're either busy in your office...
Yeah, okay,
or you
look,
disappear off in the car without telling me where you're going.
My life hasn't stopped, Pussycat. In fact, I should be busier than ever. If I'm going to salvage any kind of a business from the mess we're in...
I know, I understand that.
If something comes up, I have to grab it with both hands. No time to stop and think.
Yeah, but what about our life? Surely that's just as important.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm sorry, Pussycat. I know I'm not much fun to be with right now.
Oh, Tiger, we need to make some more time together.
Yeah.
We need to get away from all of this, even if it's just for a few hours.
Get away where? Oh,
well, somewhere nice for lunch.
Oh.
Oh, come on. When did we last do that?
Well, wherever we go round here, we're bound to bump into someone we know, most likely one of your family.
I don't mind risking that.
Well, I'd sooner not. If they're going to treat me like a pariah, I might as well behave like
that. Oh, Matt, that's being silly.
Is it? So how come they're all acting like I've got some kind of a socially embarrassing disease?
No.
They are? Even some I thought I could count on to know better.
If you mean Debbie...
Well, yes. Now that you mention
Matt, it... Matt, you know that was nothing personal.
Do I?
Yes. She may be Jenny's daughter, but... Well, she's got no axe to grind. I'm sure there are plenty of good reasons why she doesn't want to get involved in another business venture.
Yeah, yeah, all right, whatever you say.
What are you doing?
I'm going in. I've got work to do.
Anyway, I'll wait until Mum and Jack get here before I make the coffee.
Did Rory go down with Brian?
Yeah, I think he must have.
Oh, Marshall, did you keep back some of the Tokai?
There's still half a bottle.
Oh, good. I could see Brian was holding back because he was driving.
That wonderful dessert wine.
Yeah, you definitely scored a few points there.
You think Brian meant it, or was he being polite?
No, I'm sure.
He was definitely impressed. Wine is one thing he doesn't joke about.
Oh, it was so delicious. Where'd you find it?
Ah, well, a little place I know.
Up near the Carpathian Mountains.
Oh.
That's Brian's next birthday present sorted, anyway.
Yes.
Well, perhaps it makes up for my sad inability to fly fish.
Oh, right. You mustn't worry about that.
You should have to give him a few snowboarding lessons to put him on the spot.
Okay. Jack, this way, mind the step.
Oh, here they are.
That's it.
Hello, come on in.
Not too late, are we?
Oh, no.
Hello. You've timed it perfectly.
Is this the party?
Yes, that's right.
Who are all these people?
Oh, come on, you know Debbie.
Oh, yes.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, I'm so glad you could come.
Yes, me too.
And there's someone here who wants to meet you both.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Gran, this is Marshall.
Mrs. Woolley. Hello.
Hello. It's so nice to meet you.
And you, at last.
Who?
Jack, this is my friend Marshall.
Oh. Hello, Jack.
Yes.
Debbie's told me a lot about you. It's very good to meet you at last.
What did you say your name was?
Marshall.
How do you do, Marshall?
Oh, well, right. Why don't you all sit down and have a chat while I make the coffee?
Hello, darling. Sorry to interrupt.
No, you're all right.
How are you getting on?
Oh, I'm just thinking... mulling things over.
Right. Well, I brought you coffee. And to see if you're free on Friday evening.
Friday?
Well, have a look. Go on, your desk diary's here.
Oh.
Go on, have a look.
There's nothing down here for Friday night.
Good. Well, there's a comedy at the theatre in Felpersham.
Theatre? Yes,
it's had some wonderful reviews. It was fully booked, but I've just called and they've had two cancellations.
Oh.
Two really good seats were in luck. They've agreed to hold them for me while I just check.
Yeah, Lillian, it's a nice idea, but...
Oh, come on, darling. It's just what we need. It'll cheer us both up. And we can have a nice meal somewhere first. My treat.
I don't know.
Matt. Look at me, please. Don't shut me out. We can't go on like this. It's wearing us down. Please say you'll come.
All right then, Puss.
You will.
Yeah, you're right. It's a nice idea. If that's what you'd like, to do. Let's do it.
It was so good of you to come.
Thank you for asking us. We've had a lovely time, haven't we, Jack?
Oh, yes, thank you.
It's been really nice to meet you both.
And you. I hope we'll see you again soon.
You never know, Gran.
Jack, we'll send you a photo of our place in Hungary.
Oh, yes.
And next time we're over, we'll come and see your garden.
Oh, that will be nice.
Who is that man?
Now, Jack, have you got your stick?
Yes, it's there.
Bye then, Marshall. Have a safe journey tomorrow.
Thanks.
Okay, I'll just close your door, Gran.
Sure you don't want me to come down with you?
No, I won't stay. Thanks for being so nice to them.
They're nice people.
I hope you've not been too put off by my dysfunctional family, to try and warn you.
I think I'm getting the hang of them. But it'll be nice to get home and have you all to myself again.
Well, I think that was a great success, don't you?
Well, no one came to blows or stormed out.
Oh, Brian.
It was a wonderful lunch, darling.
And Marshall was so good with Mum and Jack. Didn't you think so?
Yes, he seemed to go down well with Peggy.
Well, he's so easy and so charming. You do like him, don't you, darling?
Well, I wasn't too sure at first.
Oh, but... come on.
Yes, he did improve, yeah, the more I got to know him.
And he and Debbie, well, they just seem right for each other. Don't you think so?
Well, perhaps. Though, given her past form, who knows how long it'll last, eh?
You're fine there, Joe. He can back round.
Nice looking bunch of lambs.
Yeah, they've come on well. Okay, that's it.
Well, I can see you're busy, so...
I've done my bit. I'll leave Bert and David to load them up.
Well, it won't keep you long. It's about this farm open day you're having.
You've seen the flyers?
Oh, that's why I come over. Are you doing the same as last year?
More or less. A farm trail, a few bits of tackle to look at. Tom's bringing his van over.
Oh, selling burgers?
Yeah, made from our beef. He's doing us a favour, really, as he's meant to be giving up the smaller venues. They're not worth his while.
Ah, well, I might just be in the position to do you another favour.
Oh?
You know we had our own farm open day last year, down the field.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, me, I'd be happy to do it again, but Eddie and Edward, they reckon they ain't got the time.
That's a shame.
Well, let's be fair, it's a lot of hard work and organisation.
It is, Joe.
You'll know all about that.
Still, it's all in a good cause, eh?
Oh, charitable. You may also remember that last year I had my cider press out in the field doing a few demonstrations and the like.
Oh, yes, so you did.
So here's my offer. This year I'd be more than willing to bring my cider press up here for your open day.
You'd do that for us, too?
If you like. Wouldn't be no trouble.
Well, that's kind. I'll have to check with David, but...
Well, I'm blessed.
Bees, they're everywhere.
Looks like you got yourself a swarm.
Oh, dear. Excuse me. I woke at 4 and I couldn't get back to sleep.
These light mornings.
Yes, and I was worrying about the bread making.
Oh?
Well, it's only a week to go now, Jill, before we hear.
Yes, quite exciting.
Well, of course, I'm hoping we'll be lucky for the plinth. We certainly deserve it after all our hard work.
Yes!
I mean, if the entries were judged on their merit rather than drawn by some anonymous computer, I'm quite sure we'd be among the winners, but...
Well, perhaps.
Sadly, that won't be the case. Anyway, if we don't get chosen this time, there's always the next round.
Yes, of course.
Another opportunity.
Well, I'm sure we needn't worry about that yet.
No.
Let's wait and see what happens first. Anyway, Linda, before you know it, we're both going to be busy with other things.
Oh?
The fete, of course.
Oh, of course, but...
We still don't have our big event.
No, I know.
It always helps to have one. The new single Wicket was such a success. We need something really original.
Creative thinking, Jill.
I suppose.
That's what I was saying to myself at 4 o'clock this morning. The bread making is a brilliant idea, of course, but... I did wonder, after all, whether there could be something even more visual.
Like?
Well, that's what we need to decide.
Would it mean more rehearsals?
Well, whatever it is, we'd have to be quite certain that it was practical.
Yes.
Do a few dry runs, iron out all the snags.
Oh, do you think...
Hey, Mrs.
Hello, Joe.
You best get on down to Brookfield.
Why?
There's a swarm of bees in the garden.
A swarm?
Oh. I dare say young Ruth's been trying to call you.
I haven't got my phone.
Well, it was only 10 minutes to go. If you get down there now...
Yes, I will. This is just what I've been hoping for.
Oh, bye, Jill. We must talk about this again soon.
Yes, bye.
Hope they ain't flown off before she gets there.
Yes. Bees. I wonder...
I was afraid they'd fly off again and you'd lose them.
They're usually clustered like this for a while. It's a nice-looking swarm.
Where do you think it came from?
It's unlikely to be a wild one. They're so rare these days. It's probably from one of my own hives.
Oh.
I've been checking them, but it's easy to miss a queen cell. I shan't know until I've had time to have another look.
Think you can catch it?
Yes, it shouldn't be too hard. If I can, it'll be just what I need to replace the lost colonies.
That's what I thought.
You all zipped up?
I think so.
They're usually quite docile when they swarm, but...
I'm okay.
Good. Now, let's see.
At least they settled low down.
Yes, thank goodness. No messing about with ladders. 9 times out of 10, they're somewhere almost inaccessible.
So you're going to get them into the basket?
The skep, yes. That's the idea. Can you just hold it for a moment?
Okay.
Well, I find my brush.
You're going to brush them in?
No. Hopefully, all we'll have to do is give the branch a good shake, and they'll fall in together in a lump.
Right.
The brushes for any that get left behind. Right. I think I'm ready. If you can hold the skep underneath the cluster.
Me?
Yes, that's it. As close up as you can.
Oh.
That's it. That's fine. Hold it steady and... There we go. Oh, yes. That's very good. That's perfect.
Oh, they're heavy.
Keep it steady while it brush off the stragglers.
All those bees.
That's it. Well done. Now, if you let me take it, and I'll turn it over onto the cloth.
There's still some flying around.
That's all right. I've got most of them. And so long as I've got the queen in there...
That's amazing.
Well, as I said, it's not always so easy. There we are. With any luck, I've got the makings of a nice new colony.
Hey, up. On your way to milking?
Yeah. Just thought I'd call in, see how it's all going.
Not so bad.
Well, hello.
Hello, oh,
well, you're getting an audience.
Yeah, I ought to start charging for this.
So, this is going to be your marvellous new waste system.
Yeah, not mine, Pat and Tony's.
Yes. Hello, Ed.
Afternoon.
And they prefer to call it a wetland system.
Oh, good. Because at the moment it looks like a lot of ditches.
Swales. That's what they're called.
I can see you've still quite a long way to go.
Well, we're getting there.
And what are you doing with that dumper?
Shifting the topsoil.
Topsoil? Oh, yeah.
You see Kelvin there with the big roller?
Yeah.
Sheep's foot roller, that's what that's called.
Oh.
Yeah. He's whacking down the subsoil after Lloyd's dug it out, compacting it.
Yes, I see. And the topsoil's in that big heap over there, is it?
That's right, yeah.
Well, you must have much more than you'll need.
Says who?
Well, I was just thinking if you're looking for somewhere to get rid of it.
Oh.
Any Robert's planning to extend our vegetable patch for the brassicas.
Whoa, sorry. It's going nowhere.
But surely you can't possibly...
That topsoil's valuable stuff. The bacteria helps to break down the waste.
Yes, I know that, but you've got so much, I'd have thought you might have spared a bit for me, your neighbour.
I'd like to, but it's not mine to give.
Oh.
Sorry.
Nice try, Linda.
Right. Well, I'll bid you good afternoon, then.
Sorry.
Bye.
Nervous.
Well, you can't blame her for trying, can you? Anyway, I'll be...
Edward, did I hear Oliver's going away at the weekend?
Who told you that?
Dunno. Someone down the pub.
Well, if he is, he ain't told me.
Oh. So maybe it was next week sometime.
Dad, look, what's going on?
Nothing.
Come on, I'm not stupid.
Can't talk now. I've got work to do. See you later.
Tip them out gently. There we go.
Oh, look at that.
They're all a bit sleepy now.
They're moving, though. They're crawling up.
Instinct. Once you tip them out, they'll head up for the nearest shelter.
Creeping up into the hive.
Their new home, Touchwood.
You think they might not stay?
Well, they should do, once the Queen's in there. You can never be absolutely sure with bees.
Oh, look at them. How many thousands?
It'll be a while before they're all inside. You might as well leave them to it.
Oh, it's a lovely sight, though.
It's one of my favourite jobs. Hiving a nice swarm on a lovely warm evening.
A swarm of bees in May.
A load of hay. Let's hope so. I'll come and feed them some sugar syrup tomorrow. Help them settle in. But as they're from one of my own hives, at least I needn't check them for varroa.
So what about the hive they came from?
Well, that'll be weaker now, of course. But it's still quite early in the season. Hopefully they'll have time to build up their strength.
There were bees all over that blue shrub by the front door the other day.
The ceanothus?
Mm.
Yes, they love it. Not really suitable for my arrangement, though.
Oh?
You heard about the competition?
No.
The WI is having a flower arranging competition next month for charity in St Stephen's. You don't have to be a member. Anyone can enter.
I'm not sure if I'll have the time.
Hello, Jill!
Guess who?
Linda, hello! I'd better go and see what she wants.
Sorry to interrupt.
That's all right.
Did you catch your swarm?
Yes, we've just been hiving it.
Oh, good.
If you want to borrow my spare suit, you can have a look.
Oh, no, that's kind. This is quite close enough.
So what can I do?
Well, remember our conversation this morning about our entry for the plinth?
Yes.
Well, when Joe came along with the news of the swarm, I had a sudden brainwave.
Oh?
Why don't we try bees instead?
Linda!
All right, now, before you can say any more, Jill, I do realise that we couldn't use live bees, of course.
No, it's not just that, it's...
But I can just picture you up there in that wonderful bee suit with an empty hive.
Linda!
Grandad?
Oh, evening.
So how's your day, then?
Oh, the usual, you know, nothing special. Talk to Ruth Archer. Telling her what a shame it is we ain't having our field open day.
Oh, well. Never mind, eh? Now you got something else to look forward to.
Eh?
Well, the treasure hunt.
What treasure hunt?
You know, down at Grange Farm.
What do you mean? I don't know nothing about...
No, it's okay that I know. Dad's told me all about it.
He told you?
Well, not the details. Just that you're planning to go down there again when Oliver's away.
Ah. Silver pennies.
Oh?
Well, we found two already. And I reckon there's plenty more where they come from. A whole hoard,
oh,
I reckon.
Oh, so a whole hoard of silver pennies.
What? Shh, not so late.
Dad, what have you been saying?
I knew it. What? He said you told him.
Oh, blimey,
I knew you were up to something.
Now, hold on, son.
Dad! No! I told you once. I'm telling you again.
Edward, this ain't nothing to do with you. You don't even have to know about it.
It's too late. I do.
Yeah, thanks for that, Dad.
Well, it's no use you blaming
Edward,
me.
Edward, me and your granddad, we're not giving up on this one.
No.
Even if we end up going halves with Oliver.
Ah.
I said if.
I don't care. You still can't.
So, what are you going to do? Shop us? Your own flesh and blood? The best thing now is for you to forget you ever heard what Dad just said.
How can I do
for
that?
For the good of the family. Just forget all about it. Okay?
Hey, Vicky.
Mm?
Oh, sorry to wait. Your love's cup of tea.
You're up.
Yeah, I'll have to get to work.
Oh.
Down Grange Farm, help Jazza unload the van.
Oh, do you have to go now?
I'm afraid so. Oh, I hate to leave you, but...
10 more minutes.
Oh, I wish I could.
Bye. Can't I tempt you?
Oh, come on, that ain't fair. I really do have to go. I'll never get done with the bottling.
All right. Mustn't be naughty.
Yeah. You go back to sleep, lying for as long as you want.
I'll be lonely here, all on my own.
Oh, Vicky.
I'll miss you.
Yeah, and me you. Now, there's plenty of food in the fridge. Mm. When you're ready, go down and help yourself to breakfast.
Oh, you're so good to me.
Yeah, aren't I? Bye then. Mm-hmm. Oh, I shall see you later.
Still find it hard to believe. No more exams for a whole weekend.
Oh, yeah.
A whole day with no pressures.
Go back to bed?
No.
Oh, spend the whole day polishing your single wicket trophy?
I could do that, I suppose.
Oh, no, sorry. You did that all yesterday, didn't you? We'll have to go back to the ball soon.
Oh, maybe so... I'll invite random people in off the street. Oh, and by the way, have you seen my cricket trophy?
Yeah, you do that.
Most people have seen it already, that's the trouble.
Oh, well, I'm sure you'll find something to do.
Yeah, I'll tidy up a bit in here. Sit in the garden, read the paper.
Oh, gosh, that sounds good.
And I'll have to nip into uni this afternoon.
Yeah, you said.
See my friends, take some books back to the library.
Well, I've got a pretty full day, so...
Oh.
No, it's just the usual routine. But I'm going to try...
Oh, and I'll have to nip up to Dad's sometime to pick up the last of my clothes.
Okay.
Unless you're having second thoughts. Pining for the single life again.
Brenda.
Okay, just kidding. And neither am I, in case you were wondering.
Well, I'm glad to hear it.
I'm just so glad to be back, Tom. Never again, eh?
No. So, what time are you back from Felpersham?
I don't know. Shan't be late. Why?
I'm hoping to finish at a reasonable time tonight.
Oh, that's nice.
And I thought, well, I'm going to cook us a special meal.
How are you?
Steak sound good?
Yeah, great.
And I'll get us something nice for dessert.
So why...
Well, because you've got a break in your exams.
Oh.
And, well, you know, everything.
Oh, Tom, that is a lovely idea.
Okay, so I'll see to it all. I mean, I'll do all the cooking and stuff.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course. This will be my treat for you. Kind of a celebration.
We've just finished the silage, so I thought I'd see how they're doing.
Oh, quite well, I think. Kelvin says they're up to schedule.
Right, so all these ditches here...
Those are the swales that'll take the waste.
Ah.
They're almost done now. They aim to have them finished tomorrow.
Right. And the next stage is...
They'll re-spread all the topsoil from the big heap over there.
Uh-huh.
And then next week, Kelvin and his gang will start planting out all the wonderful wetland plants.
Amazing.
We've had lots of interest. All kinds of people popping down here.
Yeah?
Well, some of them are after the topsoil, but...
Ah, yeah. I know Bert's had his eye on that.
Yeah. Linda too, apparently.
Though I think he's done a deal on the side with Eddie.
I shall pretend I didn't hear that. Anyway, most people seem to think it's a good idea. No complaints from visitors so far.
Yep. I don't want to rain on your parade, but...
But what?
Well, the PC have had a letter from someone who will remain nameless.
Saying what?
Worrying that your wetland will attract mosquitoes.
You are kidding me.
With global warming leading to an increase in malaria...
Oh, well, I mean, that is just...
I'm sure it's all nonsense, but...
Yeah, it won't attract any more mosquitoes than an ordinary ditch or pond. And there'll be plenty of birds around to deal with them.
Well, that's what I rather assume.
That's why it's called an ecosystem.
Yeah, quite, yeah.
Do you want me to write back and tell them?
No. I'll get Auntie Chris to send them a tactful letter.
Thanks.
Hello, Dad. Tony.
Oh! Brenda! Hi! Come on in.
I'm sorry, I didn't...
Oh, dear. I must look a sight. I borrowed Mike's dressing gown. It does the job. Bit like being in a tent, see? Had to roll up the sleeves, they don't trail him a muesli.
Oh.
And you should tell your father to use some fabric conditioner. My poor delicate skin.
Mm.
Come on. No need to stand there, have a seat. Would you like some coffee? There's plenty here.
No, I...
Brenda. Yeah? Is everything all right?
Yes, yes, everything's fine.
Are you sure about the coffee?
Yes, I just came to say hi to Dad.
Oh, well, he's busy now, he's working.
Oh.
Can I give him a message?
No, thanks. Maybe I'll give him a call.
Look, he may not be here, but don't feel you have to go. I mean, well, just because of me.
Well, I...
I'm here on my own until Mike gets back. It'd be nice to have some company.
No, I've got things to do, so I will call back another time.
Oh, all right, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Tea?
No, thanks. What I'd really like is some ice cream.
Oh, yeah? What kind?
Have you got any of that ginger stuff?
Yeah, masses. How much?
Oh, just a small tub. I'm doing as a meal for tonight. My turn to cook.
Oh, OK.
So I thought I'd do something different to the usual pasta.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, Brenda's finished her finals and...
Yeah.
Anyway.
Tom, look, we've all been so busy these last few days, I haven't really had a chance to say this, but I'm really pleased about you and Brenda.
Thanks, Mum.
I know it's taken you both a while, but I always hoped you'd sort things out eventually.
Well... You were right, as usual.
Oh?
When you told me not to let her go, remember?
Well, I probably shouldn't have tried to interfere, but...
No. I learned the hard way. I won't make the same mistake again.
Mm. Oh, that is so good.
You needed that.
Oh, been looking forward to it. Been a long day.
And for me too. All alone. Missing you.
Oh, hey... I miss you too.
Oh, hi.
Oh, David, hiya. Look, can I get you...
No, thanks. I've got to get home. I'm meeting Dad.
Okay. This is Vicky. Vicky, David Archer.
Hello, David.
Hi, nice to meet you.
And you?
Oh, hey, I'll tell you a funny thing.
Yeah?
I was just finishing the bottling when Eddie turns up. Wanted to know if Oliver's around.
Oh, is that strange?
Well, it's the second time this week, and when I ask him why, he acts all innocent, you know? Well, I'm sure he's up to summit.
Well, that's Eddie for you. Anyway, look, must go. Got to get home.
Oh.
See you again, Vicky. Mike?
Yeah, bye.
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 Ah, David, so he's married to...
Ruth.
Ah, yes.
Sorry to disappoint you.
Oh, no, Mike. Don't tease.
Sorry. Cheers, anyway.
Cheers. Oh, Mike, did you hear from Brenda?
No, not today.
Well, she popped in earlier while I was having breakfast.
Oh.
I think she was a bit surprised to find me there.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, I hope I didn't embarrass her.
Well, if I want to have a friend to stay over... Why not? If Brenda's going to keep popping in, she'll have to get used to it.
Hey.
Oh, hiya.
Sorry, I'm a bit later than I thought.
Oh, that's okay. Perfect timing. Ta-da!
Oh, wow, look at this.
Dinner is almost ready to be served.
Tom!
A bit short of the silver candlesticks, so I used the bottle.
Oh, flowers too. That's lovely.
Pinched from Mum's garden. Oh. All to your satisfaction, madame?
It's great. But what...
Our little celebration.
Oh.
So, shall we start by opening this?
Okay. Sorry, this is all a bit...
You okay? I mean...
Yeah, I'm fine. Just a bit surprised.
In a good way?
Yeah. Though, something's happened, Tom.
Oh?
Yeah, I really need to talk about it.
Oh, well, I've got something I want to talk about too.
Yeah?
Oh. Yeah, come in.
Hello, howdy, mate. Oh, I say, look at this, very posh.
Yeah, we're just about to eat.
Oh, right, okay, one stopper. Brought that last bag of clothes down for you, Brenda.
Oh, thanks. That's kind.
No problem.
Just leave it there.
Well, I hope you weren't too surprised this morning.
Oh,
You know, when you...
No, it was fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'll leave you to it then. Bye.
Thanks, Dad.
Bye.
Bye.
So, what?
What I was going to tell you. I called in at Dad's this morning and she was there, Vicky, sat in the kitchen wearing Dad's dressing gown.
Oh.
Oh, such a... I just stood there like an idiot. I didn't know what to say.
Well, it's not such a big deal, is it?
Tom, she must have stayed over. She and Dad must have... you know.
Okay, yeah,
but... okay, I'm not saying he can't. I mean, it's his life, but... She was sat there in the kitchen like she belonged there, you know?
Well, Brenda, I can see it must have been a shock for you.
I know, but... I just can't get it out of my head. The sight of her sitting there at the table.
I'm sure it's between her and your dad.
Okay, but he's not been like this with anyone since Mum. If he's that serious, who knows? They might end up getting married.
Would that be such a disaster?
Well, I don't think she's... I don't know. Maybe I'm just not ready for all that. I don't even want to think about it.
Okay, well, why not have a glass of this and we'll try and forget all about it.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil our dinner.
No. Don't worry.
Anyway, your turn.
What?
Something you wanted to talk about.
No, it's not important. Maybe some other time.
I was tidying out the office and this was in the waste paper basket.
What's that?
It's a ticket for speeding.
Oh, yeah.
With your name on it, torn in half.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Matt, you didn't tell me.
What? So I got caught for speeding. Must have run through a camera somewhere.
The Felpisham bypass.
If that's what it says. But not the first what? Time and it won't be the last.
Why did you tear it up? Aren't you going to pay it?
Of course I'm not going to pay it.
Oh, Tiger.
Yeah, it went straight in the bin and that's where it's staying.
Yeah, but you can't do that.
Why is that?
You can't just ignore it.
Or what? They'll send me to prison. By the time they catch up with me, I'll be there anyway.
All right, it's up to you.
Put it back where it belongs. I've got far more important things to worry about.
Matt, where are you going?
Oh, I just got to nip out.
Again?
Yeah, it's a pain, I know, but things to do, people to see.
But where are you going? When are you going to be back?
I'm not sure. I'll give you a call.
Matt, remember we're going out tonight.
Yeah, I'll see you later.
Don't be late.
Go on.
Tom.
Oh, hi, Clary.
Who's seen that, Dad?
Not this afternoon.
Oh.
His van's not in the yard.
Maybe he's gone home.
Yeah, I can't hear the diggers. I think they must have packed it in.
Not to worry. Pat's giving me a lift home.
Hey, go on!
How did they get on with the digging today? Do you know, still up to schedule?
Yeah, as far as I know, no problems.
Well, it's been a nice little job for Edda.
Yeah.
Keeps him out of mischief, or who knows what...
Whoa!
Oh, getting frisky.
Yeah. They want to get back out to the grass.
I'll see if Pat's ready.
Okay, bye, Clary.
Bye.
Hiya.
Hello, how's it going?
Okay, yeah. Finished milking.
Great.
How about you?
Fine, yeah. All the better for talking to you.
Yeah?
Oh, yes. I just got home.
Okay, well, it'll be a while yet.
Oh.
Have to see to the pigs.
Well, my turn to cook tonight. That will be rubbish compared to your meal last night.
Yeah, whatever, it'll be great.
No, it was fantastic, Tom. Sorry if I ruined it by...
No.
Going on about Dad and Vicky.
No, Liz. If we can't share these things, then...
Well, I did appreciate it, honest. I'll have to show you just how much.
Yeah.
I'm going to get...
Oh!
Hey, Tom!
Oh, hell!
Tom, are you all right?
Yep. Oh, stupid cow just trod on my foot.
What?
No, it's okay. It's not that bad.
Not bad? It sounds awful.
No, really, I'll survive.
Oh, Tom, I'm so sorry. That was all my fault.
No.
Distracting you. I shouldn't have called you now.
Oh, listen, don't worry. I'm okay. I'll see you later.
Chips are in the oven. Be about 10 minutes.
Okay.
I know you must be starving.
Oh, I can't wait. Me insides are all shook up from sitting on that dumper truck.
Did you get it all done?
Yeah, all the topsoil spread back out. That's my job over with. Lloyd's back on Monday to harrow it down. Then they can start on the planting.
I didn't mean to be this late, but...
Overtime?
No. Pat dropped me off at the church.
Oh.
Yeah, I wanted to bag somewhere for me flower arrangement.
Oh.
I think I found just the place. The little niche in the corner by the font. A little bit dark, but it should be perfect.
Yeah.
Did I tell you about the competition? The WI Flower Arranging Contest next month in St Stephen's.
Oh, you said something.
Yeah, for charity. You see, you have to pay to enter and to go in and see it. And there'll be lots of different prizes. I think it's a lovely idea.
Yeah.
Roses, that's what I'm going for. A beautiful bowl of roses.
Well, you'll have to speak to Dad about that.
Oh, yeah, and he's quite happy to let me have some of his. But there won't be enough, so I'm going to look around the village, see who's got the best, ask if I can use them.
You can try.
I'm sure most people won't mind. I've already asked Oliver.
Oh?
Well, you know that lovely climber we had over the porch at Grange Farm? Still there. And Oliver says I can use it.
Yeah.
The problem now is to find a bowl to
put
it.
Yeah, you talk to Oliver.
Yeah.
Did he say if he was going away this weekend?
I didn't ask.
Oh, okay, yeah. Just wondered.
And just why are you so interested?
No reason.
Eddie.
Oh.
Looking at me like that as if butter wouldn't melt.
What do you mean?
I know you're up to summit, and I know Edward's been worrying.
There's no need. All we're going to
No, stop. Whatever it is, I don't want to know. I ain't having nothing to do with it.
Oh, blimey.
I'll tell you this much. If you end up making trouble for our Edward, well, you know what to expect from me.
Oh, Jolene.
Oh, hello, stranger. Not seen you in here for a while.
No, well, I've not been feeling very sociable.
Oh, what can I get you, huh?
I'll have the usual, please.
Right, gin and tonic coming up. So, you're on your own tonight?
Yeah. Yeah, I am, since you ask. I'm feeling very much alone.
Oh, well, why don't I keep you company for a while?
Darling, I'm sure you've got plenty to do.
You can see. We're not exactly turning him away tonight. And I'm guessing your life's not such a bed of roses right now.
I keep thinking it can't get much worse, and then, well...
Well, if you want to talk about it...
Oh, it's just... Things haven't been good between Matt and I, so...
Oh.
I booked us a night out in Felpersham. A meal, and then... Tickets for the theatre.
Oh, that sounds all right.
Yeah, but it was for tonight.
Oh. So Matt's not...
He went out after lunch and he's still not back.
Oh.
And it's too late now. We've missed our booking.
Yeah.
And it was meant to be special, you know, a chance for us to spend some time together and have some fun.
So where do you think
I don't know.
Oh.
It's just it. I've no idea. I've been calling him and texting him and he's not answering. And this isn't the first time that he's done it.
Oh.
You know, gone off for hours, not said where he's going. It's getting to be quite a habit.
Oh, dear.
And I daren't ask. Yeah. He gets so prickly and defensive.
Work?
Perhaps, but I don't think so. And it's not always in office hours, you know. It can be almost any time.
Well, could be a lot of reasons, I suppose. I mean, I can see why you're worried. If I were in your shoes, I mean, if he was my husband...
You think it's another woman?
No. I'm sorry, Lillian. I don't want to go putting ideas into your head.
Oh, it's already crossed my mind too, of course, but...
So you don't think it's that?
No. I'm pretty certain. You've been down that road before. I know all the signs. I know my tiger. This is different.
Look at you, your poor foot.
I'm okay, really.
Oh, come on, come and sit down. Is it still hurting?
No. Well, just a bit.
Oh, I feel so bad about it. It's all my fault.
It was mine. I had my foot in the wrong place.
Here, let's get your boot off.
Oh, I was lucky the cow didn't put its full weight on it. Or it'd have been totally mashed.
Oh, don't.
It's just a bruise.
Are you sure there's nothing broken?
Yes. Honestly, it's not bad. I'm just playing for sympathy.
Oh.
Well, I'm here now to look after you.
Yeah, that's nice.
I'll get us a drink, and then I'll have to see if I can make it better.
And it isn't just his mysterious trips. Even when he's at home, he's... Well, sometimes he's almost like his old self, you know, kind, considerate, making the best, determined not to let this beat him. But then it's just as if he closes down, shuts himself off. I can hardly get a word out of him.
Well, men do that, though, don't they? I mean, when things get really tough.
Yeah. He's done it before, though, when... Well, no, you're right, Jolene. Some men don't share these things. Or they can't.
It makes it hard for you and me, though, don't it?
Yeah. But this time, I can see that his shell's so thin and brittle that any moment I'm afraid it's gonna... Oh, that's him. Do you mind?
No, no, Lillian, you go ahead.
No. Tiger?
Hello, Puss.
Why haven't you called?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I've been trying to get you. Where are you? What's happened?
I'm at the garage filling up. Where are you?
I'm at the Bull.
OK, I'll be home in about 10 minutes.
But look, what about our night out? Our trip to the theatre?
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm really sorry, Puss. I don't know where the time went. It all took a lot longer than I thought. We can go out another time. Soon, yeah? I promise.
Yeah, but what did?
Huh?
What took you so long?
Look, I'm really shattered. I don't want to go into all that now.
Matt, please.
I'm going straight home to bed, so no need for you to hurry back, okay? I'll see you later.
Matt?
How's that? Tell me if it hurts.
Oh, no, that's great.
It's not much of a bruise, really.
See, I told you.
It's just a bit red. Oh, and your big toe's missing.
Yeah.
I'm good at this, aren't I? I should have done physio instead.
Oh, you're doing great. Feels better already.
I hope so. Make up for you being so good to me last night.
Oh, well.
No, really. You went to all that trouble, cooked me that lovely meal, and then I got all neurotic about Dad's new girlfriend.
You feeling better about that now?
Now I've got over the shock.
Good.
Well, it's not my business, really. Whatever Dad gets up to, however many women he has to stay.
All at once?
Tom!
Ow!
I don't care, I'm just... gonna keep well out of it.
I think that's very wise.
And I don't want to lumber you with all my family hang-ups. So unattractive.
Brenda, I don't mind.
No, really. I'm gonna be ever so careful in case you start wishing you were back on your own again.
Brenda.
And you won't, will you? Because I couldn't bear that to happen. I just don't know what I'd do.
Brenda, shh. There's... Well, last night... What I wanted to say is, would you like us to get married?
What?
Will you marry me?
Tom, don't...
No, I'm serious. I've never been more serious about anything in my life. So, will you?
Yes. Yes, of course I will. Of course I'll marry you.
The Archers was written by Simon Prith and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.